In our previous offerings, we discussed the importance of taking care of yourself and your family in the wake of such a devastating experience. We are sure that you must feel like there is so much to do, and you may not be clear on where to begin. First and most important, secure temporary housing for the foreseeable future. Next, take plenty of time for you to heal from the shock. Consider working with a mental health professional, family doctor, or local support group. Whether you plan to rebuild in your community or rebuild your life elsewhere, the next most pressing issue is to secure a fair settlement from your insurance company. This can be a really complex undertaking that we previously addressed as part of this series. It's filled with important information that can be of significant value when negotiating with your insurance company. Check it out. You no doubt have had one or more contractors offer their services to help you in your plight to rebuild. As we have discussed previously, the most important value that a contractor can have to you at this time is to assist with creation of as-built drawings of your former home, along with a bid for what it will cost to rebuild. Keep in mind that you're not committing to rebuild your home as part of this process. You are simply trying to achieve the best settlement based on which you are legitimately entitled. Next, stay in the know by attending local community meetings such as the City Council, Planning Commission, and Rebuilding Support Groups. These meetings are often stressful, but you can take away lots of valuable information that will help you through the recovery process. By this time, and with the necessary support, you've probably visited the site that was once your home. It's the next most natural step in the recovery process. For most, nothing more than a pile of ashes, a chimney, and foundation remain. We have, however, heard reports of some folks recovering a few cherished family items. You never know. In any case, first steps are to carefully examine what remains for valuable personal belongings that may be salvageable. Please remember that the site is a danger zone, and you and other visitors can be vulnerable to significant injury. After you've combed the site for personal belongings, the next step is for authorities to remove and dispose of any hazardous materials that may be present. Check with local officials to determine how this process works. Once hazardous waste has been abated, the next step is for your lot to be cleared of all remaining debris. For many, this will include removal of the existing foundation and a complete scraping of the entire lot. When temperatures reach those hot enough to create the devastation experienced in your community, the concrete is compromised and must, therefore, be removed. Please keep in mind that foundation and concrete paths, patios, driveways, chimneys, and swimming pools should not be removed until a thorough photographic record has been made of the site and precise measurements of all previously standing structures, your home, freestanding garage, workshop, and other outbuildings. Only then should the lot be completely cleared. Anything less will leave you without what will be needed to create an accurate set of as-built drawings and specifications, which will be essential in the insurance settlement process. Please visit our website at onthehouse.com for more information, which we hope you will find useful during this process.